at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Can't handle truth. It can't touch truth. When you stand on the truth, when you declare the truth, when you speak the truth, when you believe the truth, every day if you're sick in your body, you ought to lay hands on yourself and say, by his stripes I am healed, and find other verses in the scripture that speak in behalf of your healing, what God promised you, what's contained in the covenant that you are a partaker of. It is there. And there's nothing that's too hard for God to do. Nothing that God does not want to do. Amen. Which of us, being a father, if our son asked bread, we'd give him a stone? How much more would our heavenly Father give us what we're asking for? Amen. God is good. All the time. And all the time. God is good. Amen. Abundantly, that word exceeding abundantly. Exceeding means exceeding limitations. Abundantly means more and more of the same kind. More and more of the same kind. And exceeding also means surpassing that which is lawful. Surpassing that which is lawful. Amen? Okay. Now I want to start to release some things here today for us to place our expectations on. Someone say new dimensions. Look at someone, tell them, get ready for new dimensions in God. Somebody say new levels. Well, I feel the water level rising right now. Come on, somebody say new levels. New levels in God. No, we're not going back to anything. It's a day of new beginnings. This quarter has ushered in something new. It's a new level. Listen, don't ever expect to be going back and things to lessen. No, things are going to intensify. Things are going to increase. Of the increase of his government and his peace, there will be no end. You're going to have a greater peace than you. Sometimes you think there could be no greater peace. Watch, you're going to have even a greater peace than you ever had before. That some don't think they can have much more joy than they've experienced before. Let me tell you something. Somebody's joy is going to get off the chain on them. And we're going to wonder, people going to wonder what's wrong with them, but it ain't going to be what's wrong. It's what's right with them. Come on, somebody say new levels. Come on, I tell you, new levels we are headed for new levels. In the midst of all that you are facing, all the stuff around you, all the doubting Thomas, all the facts that try to crowd you, get ready for a new level. Truth is going to rise up in you and going to raise you up above some stuff. Amen. Just when the enemy thought he had you discouraged. Some of us going to wake up with a song on our heart. A song you ain't never sang before. A song you never heard before. But it's going to be on your lips. Oh, hallelujah. Get ready for some new frontiers. Ah, you about to go somewhere you ain't been before. By the Spirit of God. Fear not. God is going before you to make the way plain and the path straight. Get ready for some new frontiers. Some new things to break out. Hello? Amen. New frontiers. Get ready for some highways. Some of us been on dirt trails. We've been, you know, every inch of the way has been a bump. Get ready for some smooth highways. A highway called holiness. A fool can't err therein. Come on, get ready for some highways. Super highways. In the Spirit of God. God's going to take you places and show you things. by the Spirit. Come on, come on, come on. Tell somebody, get ready. And get ready for a new level of anointing on your life. Your mind is going to be anointed. Your eyes are going to be anointed. Your voice is going to be anointed. Your ears are going to be anointed. The work of your hands is going to be anointed. The path your feet trod are going to be anointed. Everywhere you go, the presence of God is going to show up in a big way by His anointing. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, get ready. Truth is setting you free. Oh, hallelujah. You feel that water level rising? Oh, it's rising right now. It's rising in our city. It's rising in this region. I'm telling you, God is taking over some stuff. I said, God is taking over some stuff. This city, this region, not going to be the same. Watch what I tell you. Y'all, some of y'all are going to start to see what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing it on another level. I'm seeing it with the city fathers. I'm seeing it with the politician. God has taken over some stuff. He already infiltrated the ranks, and the Kairos time now has come for him to start manifesting himself. Hello? Fact don't have a chance. The city's already been taken by God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decree businesses are going to start prospering. The spirits that were blocking. I saw that when I come in tonight. Some blocking spirits have been knocked over. They've been bowled over. They've been moved out of the way. Watch what I tell you. Prosperity is coming down the pike. Increase is coming down the pike. Amen. Rain from heaven is coming. Tell somebody, get ready. Truth getting ready to do a number on your life. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and give him a praise. It's all right. Hallelujah. God's going to wipe away all the tears. Turn your mourning into rejoicing, your sorrow into joy. Hello, come on, that's the time we're coming into. I'm going to show you this shift. God showed me this. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14. And verse 10, Exodus 14. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. They were so afraid, they were sore. They were so scared, they were sore. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Let me say something. Something is coming to an end. Come on. I said something in your life, God is closing the book on it tonight. Something that was not favorable for you. Something that opposed you, something that hindered you, something that blocked you, something that disturbed you, something that stole from you, something that distracted you is coming to an end. I said, tonight we close the book on it. Tonight we put an exclamation mark at the end of that sentence and say, end. Somebody shout, the end. Come on, say it again, the end. Say it one time for the Holy Ghost. The end. Let's continue. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Remember now, everything about Egypt, they had to labor hard for. Everything in Egypt. There wasn't no rain from God. They had to wait on the Nile, which was their God, to overflow. Remember, God smote their God with blood. They had to dig the trenches and work and labor, but it was not so with the children of Israel when they obeyed, when they allowed truth to govern their life. God sent the rain, the early and the latter rain, in their season, and their crops grew. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Moses was kind of shaken himself, but he had enough internal fortitude to tell the children of Israel, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But then he turned to God in private, and then he went to crying out to God. And God said, wait a minute, Moses, why are you crying out to me? Don't tell the children of Israel to stand still. Tell them to move forward. In other words, no, it's not time to stand still. I'm going to fight for them, but they don't have to stand still because I've already gone before them. Tell somebody, God's already gone before you. Do you know tonight that there's not an enemy that can stand in front of you? There's no man that can stand before you all the days of your life when they are contending against you, when you are standing in truth. They may fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. Hello? There may be weapons formed against you, but they won't prosper against you. Possess your soul in patience. Wait. And watch God fight your battle. You tell somebody, just keep moving forward. Don't let the enemy stop you in your tracks and cause you to be afraid. No, you may not be able to do everything, but do something. Amen. Amen. You may not have the money for that, but go and take a look at it. Go and inquire about it. Look it up on the internet. Find out and get information on it. Get a picture of it. Get an image of it. Hang it on your refrigerator. Declare it. Decree it every day. Hallelujah. Tell the person beside you, keep moving forward. You might have slowed me down for a little bit, but I done got my wherewithal now. I done gathered myself. I'm moving forward. God said, why cry out unto me? Tell the children, keep moving forward. Don't stop moving in faith now. Keep moving forward. There's something you can do. There's something in your hand. There's something in your house. There's something you can put in the ground.
We are continuing in part 26 of The Faith Crisis, The Truth Makes You Free, part 2. Luke 10 and 19 declares, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The church is entering into a new season where it will exercise authority over all of its adversaries. There will be new levels of praise and worship. Praise will go higher, and the worship will go to deeper depth in God. We will sing a new song. The church will go where our enemies can't follow. The Lord will pass before us, and we will have assured victory. The body of Christ is setting the pace for the others that are bound. The truth of God is making us free.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.